Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
How many of us threw a wash of clothes on overnight last night, or maybe stuck it in there before the day started today? And in some houses, it might seem like the washing machine rarely gets cold before the next wash is on. But the energy bills are at record highs. So how can we keep the cost of running our washing machines as low as possible? And then when it comes to all of the bewildering array of different washing capsules, powders, liquids, how can we make sure that our favourite clothes come out smelling fresh and lasting longer? Well, I'm joined now from our Limerick studio by Agnes Boucher-Hayes, home economist and lecturer at the Technological University of the Shannon. Good morning, Agnes.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you so much for joining us
no problem.
This one. I think this could be controversial. I'm predicting it could be controversial because just on the lower temperatures, right? And we know that if we drop the temperature of the washing cycle, that's going to cost us less. Mm-hmm. But how low can we go?
Okay, so if we take this, if we look at it in kind of a logical fashion, there are three things that you need to do to wash your clothes for an efficient clothes, for efficient laundry. So you need chemical energy, mechanical energy, and thermal energy. What we can do is we can make sure that we can drop the temperature, which will mean that our clothes are washed and they are clean, but we need to make sure that the machine is running efficiently and agitating the clothes, as well as that we're using the correct detergents and things like that. So it is, there's an awful lot involved in this, Claire.
There is,
we don't think about, we just go on impulse. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with reading your machine manual. You know, people can do that and it will help an awful lot. And I'm not being smart by saying that.
And I shouldn't laugh, but I think most people don't.
We don't.
don't
we
do
go
that.
On instinct and we find a wash that we like and we stick with it.
Yes.
So it's generally stick it onto that. I'll do the shorter wash. And, you know, but there are maybe your machine is maybe a higher efficiency machine, or your capacity, maybe you're overfilling it. You know, there are simple things that we can do before we even get to turning on the temperature. We can take, if you go to the gym, or if you've used athleisure wear, as it's known now, or sports gear, take it out of the bag. Put things in that are dirty into the washing machine as soon as possible, and you'll have a better outcome at the end of it. But to get back to your original question about the temperature, we can reduce temperatures. You know, you'd hear people saying, you know, that they would always wash their sheets on 60. You can. There's nothing wrong with it. However, if you want to reduce the cost, if you want to reduce your energy bill, that can be reduced to 40 degrees.
Oh, I thought you had to wash them at 60 because of all of the bacteria and the little bed bugs that like to live in there.
No. That's where we get into the chemical side of it. That's where we use an efficient detergent that will help. The bacteria won't necessarily be killed even at a 60 degree wash, Claire, because bacteria can live within that. They've a lovely comfort zone in around there, you know, from about, if we think about the fridge, from over 5 degrees up to about 70. So, you know, there are lots of different things that can live there.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk to you about the detergents in a minute.
Chemicals can help with that. So we can drop the temperature. Yeah. We can get just as good a result.
Can I ask you about 30 degree wash, though? Because we've tried this in my house and I just find it doesn't clean the clothes for me. You know, that the muddy clothes after the GAA training, it's not cutting it.
Well, the 40 degree wash is where you need to stay there. And the saving, although there is a smaller saving going to the 30 degree wash, the saving, a 40 degree wash will, you know, that's where it should be for those kind of things.
But I was
sometimes
wondering,
they can be hotter as well, depending on the fabric.
Am I using the wrong detergent, though? And would I have more success at 30 degrees if I changed what I was putting in to clean the clothes?
No. We all have walked down that aisle. To me, it's one of the most convoluted aisles that you're going bio, non-bio. They're all of the different beautifully packaged things and you're wondering, what am I supposed to be buying? What is the efficient? There are different products for different jobs. Let's put it like that. Mm-hmm. So you have I suppose the easiest is you've got powders, you have liquid detergents, and you've capsules.
Yes.
And there's benefits to all of those depending on what you want. So powders tend to have like bleaches and brighteners in them, more brighteners in them. So if you wanted to get your sheets, your white sheets looking a little bit whiter, I would go with that. Liquids are better for colours because they don't have as much of that. They have optical brighteners in them, but they won't necessarily give your... So they'll maintain and mind the colour a little bit better. So for your coloured clothes, definitely I'd be using a liquid detergent or a pod, and a lower temperature as well, because you don't want to start rinsing out colour with high temperatures on clothes either. Yeah.
Do you find with the liquids when you use them though that you tend to use a bit more than you should? I don't know if you use that measuring device that comes with
it. We're all prone to that.
And it just seems to disappear really quickly.
A bit for luck,
yes.
Isn't it? A bit for luck. Just that's good. So this is better. More is obviously better. Not actually the case, Claire. What can happen with using extra detergent is it can build up residue in the clothes, so you're actually dulling the clothes and you're wearing them down faster. So you'd have to be, there is a little bit of a balancing act. So stick to the measurement that you're given and read the bottle. I know we kind of go on instinct and we'll go half a one is grand. But there are instructions, and the producers have spent an awful lot of time, scientists developing these particular formulations to work at lower temperatures. So I find personally that if you have a very low temperature, that the powder doesn't work as efficiently. Now, you have to put the powder into the dispenser and then rather than into the machine.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting messages here. I'm being told to rinse the mucky clothes out before washing at 30. No, I'm not doing that.
Sorry.
Don't have time. And another one. I'll just bring you this one. Three kids under 12. I agree with you about the 30 degree wash, and often a 40 degree wash isn't enough to get clothes clean, especially whites. So this person washes whites that are stained with ketchup and muck on a 60 degree wash and they come out clean, whereas they don't on a 40 degree. So it might be a good idea if you walk us through the common items that we have in the wash and what temperatures we should be putting the machine at, Agnes.
Okay, so the first thing I'm going to say, the common items are whatever you're wearing. So the first thing I'm going to say is look at what's in your washing basket and separate it out. And there is a little label on the inside and it will give a little instruction. But I mean, you'll know in general, your sheets, your underwear, your jeans, you know, the everyday, the colours and the whites, that's the most basic separation that you will do. Always separate your colours and whites. Try put as much white in together as you possibly can to avoid the rogue red sock. I don't know how they get in there, but they seem to go in, and they're very tricky to get out. Again, if you do happen to get stuck with, if you have a little bit of colouring, discoloration having happened in your wash, you can add, you can wash that wash again, or you could actually let it sit in a white or brightening, a very light, specifically laundry, detergent that has a little bit of bleach in it. So you can do that. But what you will do is, so you've got your different washes and your different cycles on your machines. Your underwear you'll wash every single day. I tend to think if you have to smell it to think whether it's right or wrong, whether it's clean or not clean, then you probably can't get that extra wear out of it.
Underwear?
Not underwear, but clothes in general. Clothes in general, Claire. Clothes in general. Yeah, underwear is only worn
once. Oh, I had
a
terrible image of you there, Agnes.
No, I'm talking about a blouse or if you had a jumper or, you know, if you think of white trousers, you'll get 1 to 2 wears out of before they start to fade. And just general dirt will come on your trousers from standing up and sitting down, particularly coming into the time of year that we would be coming into. Then you'd have like a dress. Dresses can be, depending on the fabric, you don't want to over launder the fabric either because you don't want to damage it if it's a delicate fabric. So sometimes airing clothes or maybe using a neutralizer or just stabbing and stain spot cleaning clothes, that can help. But skirts, you can get 5 to 7 wear out of. Trousers, you'd get maybe 5 to 10 wears out of, depending on the colour of them. But equally, if you're wearing them every day, you know, your skin does shed, you do sweat. So be careful, you know, not to maybe air them in between as well.
Yeah.
So there are different things that you can do.
We need to be careful about overwashing, because I know some people in my house think that once you wear something once, it needs to be washed.
It doesn't. No, if something, the further away it is from your skin, the less frequent it needs to be washed. Let's put it like that. So your underwear, you'd wear that, underwear wear once and then wash.
Yes.
Yes, yes. No, Claire. No, I don't know. No debate. No question. No, absolutely not. For things like, for children, vests and things like that, one or two wears and then maybe change them. But depending on what you're doing. So as you
go out
the layers.
Don't they say jeans nearly shouldn't be washed at all?
Oh no! That's what they said when they built them first, when they made them first. But we've progressed from there, Claire, from the cowboys. Yeah. So if I was back in cowboy days, I wouldn't be wanting to wash them by hand. But no, we would wear the jeans a little bit. We'd wear the jeans, but we would wash them every six to ten times. Mm-hmm. Because the fabric that it is. Now the wonderful thing is that the washing machine will help you shrink your jeans, because sometimes they can go out of shape.
Yes.
So if you have it on a 40 or maybe a little hotter wash, a 40 degree wash is what's recommended for jeans, it will shrink it down and, you know, shrink them back down again so that they do replace that little snugness.
I have another question for you. Mm-hmm. My 20 degree wash, says this listener, takes an hour, while my 30 degree wash takes 35 minutes. Mm-hmm. So which is more efficient?
Your 20 degree wash probably.
Mm-hmm. Because you're saving on the cost
of heating the water.
Heating the water. That's why those lower temperature washes are so energy efficient, isn't it?
That is. It is to do with the thermal energy, the consumption that they would have. But with that as well, some of the newer machines, Claire, are really, really efficient when it comes to that. You know, and they will also use less water in the wash, some of the newer machines, and still get the same results. So just to be aware of that as well. So you could be nearly halving the amount of water that you're using as well.
Lots of questions coming in. What is the difference between bio and non-bio detergent?
Okay, there is so much in your detergent, it's not even funny, right? But what the difference is that in a bio detergent, you have a biologically active ingredient. And that is called an enzyme. Now, the enzymes that are there can be protease, lipase, amylase, cellulase. There's lots of different things. And they all do different jobs. Now, enzymes are in the world. We use them in winemaking. We use them, you know, they help ripen fruit, all of those things. So they do have, so that's the difference. But what the difference is to the consumer is a biological detergent may aggravate people who have who might have eczema, psoriasis, skin, it might be a little bit agitating because there is an active ingredient in it. Now make sure if you do use a bio and you have got somebody in the house that does have particularly sensitive skin, rinse it and make sure you put it on for the full rinse.
Okay, so that's one way where you can use the biological.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So if there is stains, the only reason really that you very much need to use a biological is the stains. So the stains that will come in from the GAA kits and all of that, the agents, the enzymes that are in there will work on those specific things to remove them. Your detergent works. Your detergent it's a fabulous thing. It has the surfactants that are in there. They have a part that loves water and a part that hates water. The part that loves water will stick to the water. The part that doesn't like the water, the hydrophobic tail, will go straight away to the dirt and the grease, and it will wrap itself around it. And then when the water drains away, the hydrophilic head will go with the water. So the little sphere and the dirt goes and it leaves.
Like science and magic combining together.
I'm just glad we're off the washing rocks. That's all I'm happy about.
And listen, tell me about the importance of cleaning the machine itself.
Well, you know, we've all done it. You said it today, that you might have put a wash in last night and it might go straight out of your head and you don't go near that washing machine for a couple of days and things can get smelly in it. Remember, we're washing away dirt the whole time, but dirt does clog machines as well. So we have to be careful. So you can wipe out the inside of the rubber rim and all, and you can also run a hot wash once a month, once every 2 months, depending how often you use your machine. and that will help clean out the machine. Mm-hmm. But I do want to say, just to be careful, a lot of people want to steer away from detergents, which is perfectly, you know, there's lots of good ones. But when we use vinegar, and there's a lot of TikToks and things like that saying use vinegar, we can damage the machine because vinegar is an acid and that can damage the rubber.
Yes, yeah, so, well. So be careful. So be careful.
But also be careful, Claire, of what you're using the vinegar with. If you're using it with a detergent, the vinegar might be counterintuitive or counteractive to what's in the detergent. But also, if you have a whitener in your machine, you might be, you know, a bleach and vinegar together is not good.
Okay, well, Agnes, thank you so much. We're going to have to leave it there for now, but I think we might have to come back to this because
we've stains
lots of,
to do.
Listen,
we've
we have so many questions on
clean
stains.
Up this country.
We, yeah. We will. Agnes Boucher-Hayes, thank you so much. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.